I built this church with my own hands and of my own free will in 1850. I was not born into slavery. I tasted freedom as a child in Virginia after my father died. My mother sold me into slavery, but I could not rest until I was free again. I taught myself to read and write. I studied the Bible and found hope and solace. I ran away again and again. Each time I was caught, I was punished more severely upon my return. I was repeatedly whipped and jailed, but I would not be deterred. I forged a path and ran away again. Most slaves did not make it out of the Deep South, but this time I made it. I wasn't free until I crossed the Ohio River and arrived in Madison in July of 1836. I had $1 in my pocket when I arrived, but I worked hard, and so did my wife, Sydney. Eventually, we were able to buy a house, and I became a preacher. I collected books and helped build the AME Church financially, physically, and spiritually. For it is through my belief in God that I find the strength and courage to help people trying to escape the yoke of slavery. I was what you would call a conductor of the Underground Railroad. I would guide people from one safe house to another, where they would meet another conductor to continue them on their journey.
Owned by Historic Madison Incorporated, the AME Church is a museum in the making devoted to Madison's Underground Railroad heritage. At present, it is available for special occasions and for group tours only. Admission is charged.